wash it off.
It's 10:04 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Mike and he's Dave.
Hi, guys.
All right, so we just played a couple of very nice, very good. I'll talk about that one first. The Chelsea Curve, Boston's own. What a great, great power pop band they are. That was from All the Things. Came out in 2022. Top it up.
Thank you, Linda.
Yep, can't get it out of your head. It's so great. It's so great. They're so much fun to go see play. Yes. They play out all the time. Go see them.
Last night they were in Marshfield.
Oh.
I'll have to go see them.
You should. Well, yeah. You should definitely go see this band.
Oh, no. I'm
man.
The only new music I get exposed to is Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I would drag you to one of those shows.
I don't know. I just revert back into my comfort zone of the 80s, which is kind of tragic now that you think about it. I was thinking the other day, like, wow, you know, for me, new music is, I remember that Franz Ferdinand album that came out in 2004? Yes. I'm like, yeah, that's new. That's a new album. It's 19 years old.
It's funny. If somebody says something like 1985 to me, it feels like it was just a couple of years ago.
Same. Which it can be problematic, but also a lot of fun. But yeah. I'm liking this, and I'm liking that Chelsea Curve, and I'm going to have to go check them out.
I'm going to bring you to one.
Ooh, okay. The challenge has been issued right here on live radio.
Yeah. Bring it on.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. So sorry, Mike. All right, so Orbit was just before that. And as we said, Orbit has Linda Bean Party in common with the Chelsea Curve.
That's right.
Playing bass on there. She came in later. I don't know why I'm doing this. No one can see me. I'm like air bassing, and no one can see me because it's radio.
Yeah, she replaced the original bassist.
Yeah, that was a great... I wasn't sure about that song until I started playing, but from Libido Speedway... in 1996, that was Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool song. Mm-hmm. Tribe, you know Mark Hurwitz.
Yep.
He knows the drummer well from Tribe.
Yes.
And that was from their 1991 record called Abort. That was Outside. And started off with the lovely Justine and the Unclean from the single Light. Sorry, the Signal Light. Tired. brand new record. Unfortunately, sadly, it's their last. It's fantastic. That was called Fourth Love.
Another album that Dave has to go out and get.
Yes, I'll actually spend money on that.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear. Exactly. Support your local artists.
It's a great record. Such talent. All right, so you've got a couple songs that are, kind of hard enough to find that couldn't find them, and so you had to bring CDs in. I never play CDs, so I'm crossing my fingers and all four of my eyes to make sure that they work. So we wanted to play one called My Three Sons by Fertile Virgin first.
All right, so this is how I came across this.
Okay.
I became... The guitarist and singer for that band I graduated high school with, and I never knew this. I came across this on Facebook on her birthday. She went to the University of Lowell with this other guy. His name was Bob Weston. And when I saw that name pop up, I'm like, wait a minute, I know that name. He plays around in bands. So I went down like a YouTube rabbit hole just looking at these bands, and here she is. Fertile Virgin popping up, and all this time I never knew that I went to high school with her, and so now I'm like, all right, I gotta listen to this stuff. I gotta get this stuff on the air because it's what 1991 that this came out, and it's during the grunge era. This was an all female band from Boston doing grunge music.
This should be,
this stuff needs to get heard more and more.
Better late than never.
Yeah, I mean.
So should I play it today?
You should play it right now.
All right, I will.
She might be listening. She lives in Somerville right now, so.
All right. But before we do that, let me just tell you about the other one that I'll play right after.
Okay.
By a band called Volcano Sons. Asking the musical question, can I have the key?
And the link to that song is Bob Weston, who was her bassist in the, Bob Weston was her friend from University of Lowell. They were in a band called Leaky Chipmunk.
I hate it when chipmunks leak.
Talk about band names we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
That one just jumps right out at you. So they started that band together at U-Lowell. They were friends. Bob Weston now joins Volcano Sons. And he asked Trisha Matthews, who's we're going to hear the singer and the guitarist for the Fertile Virgin, to play cello and violin on this album by Volcano Sons called Fast. And this is where this
Fast?
Fast. And this is where this song is from. The 1988 album.
It's hoity and toity.
Hey, I didn't say the other word. The big word he threw up.
No, that was him. All right, so can I play them now?
Yes.
All right, starting with Fertile Virgin and My Three Sons, following up with Volcano Sons, and Can I Have the Key? Everybody cross your fingers and hope that when I do this, it plays. This is WMFO.
Okay, try that.
I'm watching for smoke.
Please. Yeah, there we go.
Well, go ahead, CD player. Go ahead. Ten 16 in the morning. Ah, just about 10:17. That's what happens, you know. Time marches on. It does.
It flies.
It does. It flies too. Time does everything. Time is all powerful. All right, enough of that. Yeah, thanks, Mike. That was great. We ended up with Volcano Sons from Farst in 1988. That was Can I Have the Key? And before that, Fertile Virgin from 1995's The Long Secret. That was My Three Sons, S-U-N-S.
S-U-N-S.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. I'm looking at the thread on Facebook. Everybody is really enjoying your picks.
Hey, but Dan, we can go home now.
Yeah. See ya.
Well, that's great news. I like positive feedback. You know, make for a good day.
It's better than the other thing, you know, the negative stuff.
Yeah, please make them stop.
Please make them stop. All right, 10:17 in the morning. I'm going to continue on with new noise. Something new from Guided by Voices. Oh, shocking. They have stuff out all the time, but you know what? It's all really good. This is brand new from them. It's called, the record is going to be called Welsh Pool Frillies. Don't ask me. This is called Better Odds. It's new noise at WMFO.
seduction. Okay. All right. Someone call it a night. Ricky makes a curtain call. Break a leg or take a fall. Oh, now it's lights out.
You know it was alright. Man, it was alright. It was alright.
Cascading in blue without a sound. Now I've traded my black feathers for a crown. So feed me milk and honey, lay me down, lay me down. Look around, show me holy places not yet found. Let's disappear and we'll hide underground. And we'll get high and we'll feel safe and sound. It comes around, right, yeah.
When you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left.
You
are not going to
Then what you're
going
to do is turn
Marcy
onto Marcy
and Brad
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Can we try?
WMFO Medford, 10:37 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'll be here till 11, till something about the women comes in. I've had the pleasure of Mike and Dave here. Thank you guys for being here. That last song I played was what I mentioned at the top, the great bass line that is pervasive in all of their stuff. That was the record company, brand new from them, called Talk to Me. Black Crowes, of course, just before that, from 2001. That's what I call it. I don't know why. 2001, I guess. Soul Singer from the Lion CD. Fish with a PH on 1992's A Picture of Nectar. That was Chuck Dust Torture. Jane's Addiction Live from an album called Jane's Addiction Live. Rock and Roll. Yeah, a very good version of that. Mm-hmm. Killer guitar solo live in there. And I'm doing it again with an air guitar. Nobody can see you, Mike.
It's a good thing.
Guided by Voices started us off with New Noise. Brand new from their record forthcoming called Welsh Pool Frillies. Better Odds. All right, I want to start off New Noise for this next set. Another Boston band called This Day in History. They formed in Lynn in 2010. It took some time off, and they're back with this latest record. They're going to be here playing live because I told them I think they're awesome. So this is from their latest called Years of Wear and Tear, and this is called News Tonight. It's New Noise at WMFO.
Cleopatra's favorite cat, got his hands on Caesar's spats. The heat was on, as you could see. So he phoned on to Mark Anthony. Said, my girlfriend's cat is smaller than me. My girlfriend's cat is smaller than me. Said Brutus had an eye for clothes. He saw them spats, he said, I like those. Caesar had no thing to say, except Jesu Christe Domine et tu te. Well, Jesu Christe Domine et tu te. Well, the Senate tried to sympathize. It was this cat they should despise. And Farmer told his whereabouts, Centurio to seek him out. Centurions, there go the Centurions. Cleopatra's favorite cat. Cleopatra's favorite cat. Brutus had to turn his head when this cat done went and said, if he's got this thing for shoes, said it just might be ambitious too. He got hella days on in his. And all the tyrant needs is fame. Those fascists don't play pretty games. Egypt is the place to be. Smaller than me. Friends, Romans, can't you see? My girlfriend's cat is smaller than me.
are listening to WMFO in Medford.
It's 10:52 in the morning. I found out who's going to be here for something about the women. It's Sue Edelman. She'll be here soon. Let me just tell you what I played. Then I got a couple more songs, and then we'll transition over to you. Was that the wrong word to use?
I'm not transitioning.
Okay. This day in history started off as New Noise from their latest EP called Years of Wear and Tear that was never on time. The Detroit Cobras, yeah, they're from Detroit. Self-titled record that was called Feel Good. Spin Doctors, it's been a long time for that. 1994 was that one. It was called Turn It Upside Down. That was all about Cleopatra's cat. And brand new noise from Albert Hammond Jr.'s record called Melodies on Hiatus. That was Dead Air. All right, I've got a brand new kind of a premiere here. Little Billy Lost was here for Live Day, and they did play this song live, but I've never played it on the recording, but this is going to stop right now. This is brand new, Little Billy Lost. It's going to be debuted also on Monday, on the 24th, on Destiny Costa's show, on Monday, and then the following Tuesday, on August 1st, his other band, Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, will have a premiere as well, called The Growler with Adam. So let's hear this together for the first time on WMFO. This is Little Billy Lost and Dance, Angelino Dance.
Devil moon at a Key West bar in the dunes. She's a big teaser. She let me have the way there now. It was a day to break. Send her to drive her again. So long. By now, I found out.
Can you hear me now?
WMFO.
Baby, you just go to my
in Medford, 11 a.m. right on the